Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is the Rich the Always Show. It's Dom Giordano pinch hitting. Boy, I can remember so many big moments. John McNesby, the head of the local FOP Lodge 5 with us in 2019, including that moment that passed so quickly when many people in the nation looked at the Philadelphia cops and that shootout near 15th and Erie and went, wow, look at the professionalism. Look at the courage. Look at that cop. That's the picture of the year to me. That cop that came out with his head bandage, saluting people as he walked out of the hospital mere hours after he had been shot in this big thing. I forget his name, and I want to ask John that. Hey, John, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us today.
Happy New Year, guys.
Hey, John, the name of that officer, that was such a photo, a moment, walking out of the hospital, the one that was shot, grazed in the head, saluting people as he walked out. Who is that officer?
Good question. He caught me off guard.
Okay.
There's six of them out
right.
There, but I have it on my. I'm not actually in my office right now, so I don't have it.
Yeah, I want to make a point in 2020 at mentioning that because that's the photo we saw, not just his bravery, John, but the matter of fact way that he dealt with that. But you and I know, and the FOP is incredibly supportive, that you may get over the trauma that day, but these things come back, particularly those cops who were shot at through the floor that were up above. You know, that's a moment that all of Philadelphia saw what the police can do in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. I mean, especially the two that were trapped upstairs. I mean, everybody out there that day that participated in that did a great job. I mean, the training kicked in. like we said before, six officers going to the hospital who were shot, and they all are released in one day. They had a guardian angel over them that day. And the two that were upstairs for those, if it wasn't an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, it was about 6 hours that they were up there, and they did a tremendous job. Everyone out there did, but those two officers, you know, holding tight in that house, not knowing what was going to happen next, was running out of ammo. That's big. That's real big.
Absolutely, John. And again, that's the type of image that I have of the police. Too many people, this is a battle of images. Their image of the police and of the police department, I guess, is something that is rife with racism and misogyny and all that. And yes, in 2019, there were issues, including with the guy that I loved as police commissioner, whatever the issues there were. Absolutely, they ought to be dealt with. But that brings us to the new police commissioner. And again, the first thing that I would ask you, the cardinal principle, I always think, particularly a place as quirky as Philadelphia, you want to hire from within, if at all possible. That's like a rule of life with me. How do you feel about that part of it?
Well, we said all along from the beginning, once former Commissioner Ross left, we thought that the pitch would be from inside. The commanders that we have on the Philadelphia Police Department invested a lot in the city of Philadelphia, and the city of Philadelphia invested a lot in those commanders. So if you can't find a good one from within, something's not clicking right. So, you know, that was our point from day one, pick from within, and the process went on and that did not happen.
John, and if you want to make history, you want to be broader, you want to be diverse, this would have been from within the first female who was the acting commissioner at this point, would have been an excellent choice from all the cops and everybody that I talk with, and you're making history if you want to do that.
Yeah, Christine Calder is a good leader. She's come up through the ranks. She's worked in every area of the police department. And you're right, she would have made a good fit. You know, and she stepped up when Ross left and they gave her the reins. It was like giving her a hand grenade with the pin pulled, so to say. And, you know, she held that hand grenade for the last 4 or 5 years, and now they put the pin in and take it away from her. So, you know, let's see what happens with her in the coming months.
Well, the new commissioner, John, there's some upside here as far as I think I've consumed several talks that she's done and all that, and she did push back at times. But I would have liked to have heard more in the lead rather than reforming the cops, driving down the murder rate and things of that nature. I think that should have been the first words and the point of emphasis.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't explain why that didn't happen, but I did talk with her for over an hour, one-on-one, just me and her in a room. And, you know, she said a lot of good, positive things, and she seems to be a straight shooter. She's a crime fighter, and I don't think she's going to take any, you know, there's going to be no nonsense with her. She's going to go move forward on crime and let the cops be cops, and that's what I think we're lacking here in the city of Philadelphia today. And I think that's going to be a good thing for the officers on the street and the community.
Now, John, let's slow down with that because my wife said she saw you in the news after this yesterday. I didn't see you then, and I was expecting you were going to say something like that because there is a personal good edge here with Danielle Outlaw that I saw in these talks, too, about pushing back against crime. And yet, doesn't seem like she was hired necessarily to be supportive of the police, or maybe so. Maybe Jim Kenney put somebody out there that is historic, that appeases one interest group, but is actually going to fight crime.
Yeah, well, we weren't, you know, privy to any of that process. It was a big, you know,
right.
You know, so much for transparency. But the fact is that they went ahead with this process, and this is the pick that they have. And, you know, speaking with her, she might fit all the you know, she might fit all the or check all the boxes that they were looking for and help us out on the crime end too. I mean, it really from speaking with the people in Seattle or in Portland, which we did yesterday, to the union out there, to the officers, they all seemed to like her. She gave them, you know, whatever they needed to do to fight the crime, and she backed them up when she did that, even so much so to get herself in a little bit of hot water out there when she first started the job back in 2017. So we're going to support her. We're going to keep an open mind, and we're going to work with her, and hopefully we can get some stuff done here.
Well, that's a great start. John, is there anything specific, without betraying confidence, I know you can't do that, as far as her mentality, let's say the shooting rate, the kids rate that you movingly talked about at Seven Fishes, and also the murder rate, which is approaching historic, is she a stop and frisk person? And I'm talking about with constitutional guarantees. Even Ramsey was on board with that. I'm a little bit unaware. What's the position of the police department on stop and frisk now?
You know, I don't know whether does that really exist here. I mean, everybody has this big ideal of stop and frisk. It's police officers aren't out there just throwing people on the wall and patting
right,
them down.
Right.
We're out there, you know, we're out there doing our job, abiding by the Constitution. If they see something, they do something. That's their job. And I think that's where a lot of this stuff gets confused. You know, you got this PAC commission, you got these reforms, you got these clergy groups all screaming for cops' heads because they're doing a job out there. How about the safety of the community? How about the kids on the street that can't be out there playing safe? How many kids did we lose this year? As we spoke a couple weeks ago, 110
yes.
kids under the age of 18 killed in, or shot or killed in Philadelphia this year. So, I mean, let's stop the nonsense. Let's let the cops be cops. Let us go out there. Let us do our job. Let us do it right and have the backing of the city and the command staff. And let's get the crime rate down. Let's get the shootings down. They talk about new gun laws and this and that. We don't need new gun laws. We need a DA that enforces the gun laws that we have on the books today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, John, we've charted from the time he's come into office to where we are now. And absolutely, this plays into the shooting rate, the violent crime rate, and everything else. It'll continue to happen, and he's only going to do more in 2020 until he's stopped at the ballot box.
Right, and I hope to see some pushback from our new commissioner against the DA and helping us get this job done, because ultimately, she's going to be the one that's going to be held responsible.
Absolutely. Well, John, that is extremely encouraging to me, hearing what you've said. And because it hasn't worked out necessarily well with outsiders in the past. I mean, some have done pretty well, but Again, if you feel that this is a cop's cop, or at least on the surface that's the case, that's a long way to making this happen and working.
That's absolutely. You have to have, you know, the only thing that the officers out there need to follow is a good leader. And, you know, they'll do the job, they'll get the job done, and they just need the backing to do it.
Absolutely. John, anything special you're doing coming up or right now that you need support on?
You know, right now we're just getting through the holidays. We're dealing with what we deal with every day, and making sure our families are taken care of. But there may be a couple things coming up in the near future, especially in mid-January, which we'll be unveiling and asking for your help, Tom, to put out in the coming months.
You got it. All you have to do is call us. Hey, John, thank you. Again, thank you at Seven Fishes, too. That was particularly moving when you talked about the kids. And you also talked about how those cops were rescued with that bear cat and the things that went on that day of the shooting.
Right. Well, we're glad they're still here, and we look forward to working with you. Thank you for everything you do for the officers. And let's pray we have a good 2020.
Absolutely. Thanks, John McDesby. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.